Right, good evening everybody. This year is for Yud Beis Menachemov, the 21st of July. Hope you're keeping really well. We'll be learning Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, and do you remember Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav is Gematria of Shofar? We're learning Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav, we're learning Sif Dalet and Sif Hei in our dear traditions of the Mishnah Berurah. It's page 116 leading to page 117. So, we've learned a little bit about a shofar which was used for Feres Kochavim, for idol worship. This is a little bit, is a continuation to that, and we'll be learning a bit more about the sound of the shofar as well tonight. So, shofar shel takrovos Feres Kochavim, Sif Dalet is the following halacha. Shofar which was used for takrovos Feres Kochavim. What's that? Mishnah Berurah explains, you've got new tests. Takroivus Avetz Kechovim Perish Behema, it's talking about an animal, Shikrivua Lekorbon, if never it is over. So, this was an animal which was brought as an offering for a idol worship. Lifne Avetz Zorah, Vosu Mekarne El Shofar. Now, this animal was brought as an offering for an idol, and subsequently, the horns, the shofars were pulled off and was then used as a shofar. So that's more severe and more stringent because this animal was used for an avodah zarah. You can't use the shofars of this, what's called the takrovas avodah zarah, something which was brought as a takrovas avodah zarah, that shofar you cannot use. And afilu ha'yoshel avodas kechovim, if it belonged to a goy. Previously we've distinguished, and we said that if something belonged to a goy, it's more lenient. Here, we're not distinguishing, we're saying that whether this animal was belonging to a yid or to a goy makes no difference. Even if it belonged to a goy, should talk about lo yotza, you know, yotza, mishum de'eino b'teido ilomis, because that's something which cannot ever become bottle and nullified. That will be always part of the avodas zarah issue. So again, shofar shel takrovos avodas kechovim, the shofar which was brought as an offering, afilo yo shavuz kechovim, even if belonged to a goy, shtaka boy, and was used for tkiyas shofar, loy yotze, you know, yotze, mishum deino b'teil olamis, because that's something which can never, ever become bottle at all. Here again, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Koton Chav, mishum deino b'teil o chesuse mechta shiur, it's lacking in shir, as in the previous halacha. Now, Sif Hei moves on. This is not avodah zarah related. Hamudo hainam shofar, a person wants to take no more benefit from a particular shofar. So his mudo hainam from shofar, he resigns, he restricts the hainam benefit from a particular shofar. Adam achet tokeh bo, he himself cannot blow it, he's mudo hainam. But Adam achet, another person can Cowboy can blow the shofar, and even the former person who had been modern off from the shofar can be yotzer. Why so? Why? This gentleman said, I don't have any anor from the shofar. So how come somebody else can blow the shofar and he'll be yotzer with it? Because all he did is didn't want to have any anor from the actual shofar. As we've discussed previously a number of times, the other person is creating a sound of the shofar, and the former person never restricted himself from the sound of the shofar, just the actual shofar. So therefore, if another person blows the shofar, the moed hanor person can still benefit from the sound of the shofar, as long as he didn't blow it. So amud ranom shofar, odom ach etokeh boi v'zeh yoitz dechavosoi. Avol im oma, but if he said, koin with tkiyos olai, so I don't have any anor from the tkiyos of the shofar, I don't want anything to do with the sound of that particular shofar, litkoyah boi afilu tkiyos shel mitzvah, then the problem will be, he cannot, well, he said explicitly, he doesn't want any anor from the shofar, so therefore, he can't fulfill any mitzvah with it because he restricted. He said he doesn't want any hanor from the shofar, which includes any hanor from the tkiyas shofar, which includes the sound of the shofar, and will be also as well. So depends on his wording. If he said I don't want any hanor from the shofar, then somebody else can blow the shofar and it'll be fine. If he said I don't want any I don't have any yarn from the tkiyas of the shofar. Obviously, the tkiyas will be included, and the sound of the shofar, and he won't be able to have any yarn from the tkiyas shofar, whether he's blowing it or somebody else. Now, the next halach is extremely relevant, extremely relevant. And the halach is as follows in Sifah. Hoyo koiloi of, if the sound of the shofar is very heavy, hoyo koiloi of, ma'oid, oi, or tak ma'oid, very light. The sound wasn't a straight, smooth sound. It was either very heavy, koiloi of ma'oid, hoyo tak ma'oid, very light. Kosher, it's kosher, shekol ha-koilo is ksherim b'shofar, because any sound of the shofar is kosher. Mishabunis have gotten chav. He tells us, dak moed v'adin imayo tzor v'yovesh, also if it's a very dry sound and it's not smooth. So that's quite common. I mean, that you've heard. That's if the sound, so if the sound is not a smooth, straight sound, but it's very heavy, av moed, it's kosher. Dak moed, very light, so high pitched, it's kosher. Koil, ha koil is kshirim b'shofar, any koil is kosher. And the Mishnah adds also, if it's tzor v'yovesh, if it's got a dry sound, that's fine as well. Now, this is straightforward. This is very important halacha, because at times we hear, at times the tkiyas shofar may not be so smooth and straight and beautiful as we expect it to be. Yet, we should know that there's no shaila. It's fine. It's okay. It's perfectly acceptable, and it doesn't have to be musically so enhancing. However, there is a certain chumrah here which I want to mention. Now, I'm going to be hesitant to mention it because it may lead to unnecessary chumras. But there is a chumrah here, but which is perhaps worth mentioning. Now, what happens if the sound of the shofar changes tone significantly during the actual tkiyah? So it starts in that one sound, and then it changes in the mid-tkiyah, it changes significantly. So what the Shulchan Aruch Pashtus means, if it's off or dak, it's kosher, and they will be fine. And that's the emesis, which Shlomo Zalman held, as well as the Mishnah Keilitz, that if it changes sound, that's fine as well. Right? It says, of ma'oid, dak ma'oid, it's all fine. And that is really the Pashtus. However, there is a very interesting chumah of the Maril Diskin, which the Moshe Tenbuch quotes, and others as well. And it says that of course, of ma'oid and dak ma'oid is fine, but that's if it stays the same tone. However, if it changes from of to dak, or from dak to of, from heavy to light, or vice versa, if it changes the sound significantly, that is a problem. So this is a chum of the Maril Diskin, that whilst, yes, dak moed and ov moed, any sound, kol aksherim kosher, but that's if it remains the same sound throughout the actual tkiyah. But if in mid-sound it will change, then the Maril Diskin held that it is proper to be machmir and do the sound again. Rabbi said, this is a chumrah. It's a chumrah yisera, which Shlomo Zalman held, you don't have to worry about it. Hemnitz and Kerelitz held, one doesn't have to worry about it. The Chaznish is quoted in not being concerned about it. Stipler is quoted in not being bothered about it, as well as many other poskim. But it's perhaps good to know that there was a Maril Diskin who did feel this chumrah is an acceptable chumrah. Now, if you look at the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know what you feel. It says koil of moed, dak moed, kosher koil ha koilo is ksherim b'shofar. Koil ha koilo is, any sound is kosher b'shofar. Would probably, the Pashtus probably sounds like that any sound is kosher, and since any sound is kosher, it would probably not make a difference if it does change in the middle of the tkiyah in any way of manner. But this is a chumrah, but again, this is not an accepted chumrah, but it is a chumrah. So to summarize what we learned in today's shir, we spoke about the takroiv shlavet is kachovim es shofar, which is used for avodah zarah, meaning that actual animal was served as an offering. If the shofar is pulled off, then when it's not yod, so whether the animal belonged to a yid or the animal belonged to a goy, makes no difference. Yo lo yotzo, because enu b'teilu lo lomis k'susim echta shurim. We spoke about in Muda Hanor of a shofar person said, I don't have anything to do with that shofar. Somebody else blows the shofar. The former person can be yotze from the sound of the shofar. However, if he says, I am koinem, I don't have any hanor from the tzkiyah shofar, then person cannot be yotze at all. Now, we then learn Sifov, talking about the kol of and the kol dak of the shofar, when he's yotze, whatever the sound of the shofar is, because our kolak kolos ksherim be shofar. Okay, that's it for today. Good evening to all.